Hello, welcome to Earth FM's Wind is the Original Radio Podcast. This is Melissa, and I'm really happy to share bonus episodes with you for the next weeks every Tuesday. These are very short and beautiful reflections about nature and sound and life and poetry from our friends. And today we'll hear from Dr. Stephen Shepherd. Steve is an author, a field recordist, a storyteller, a producer, photographer, and a good friend of Earth FM. Enjoy.
Here's an experiment for you. Hold a screwdriver between your teeth by its plastic handle. Now, walk up to a tree and, using your head, slam the tip of the screwdriver into the trunk of the tree 23 times in 1 second. Now, walk away without a headache, or worse, some kind of traumatic brain injury. No, you say? Well, I don't blame you, but in essence, that's what woodpeckers like the one you're hearing do all the time. How? Many explanations have been offered. Their brains are protected by a form of foamy tissue that cushions the brain, or there's some kind of mysterious shock absorber between the bill and the skull. Or the bird's tongue retracts and wraps around its brain to cushion it from injury. None of these theories, good though they may be, have proven to be true. The current theory, based on analysis of extremely high-speed video, is that the bill and the head of the bird stop at precisely the same moment when they hammer on the tree. So both of them experience the same force of impact, which falls below some mysteriously understood threshold. Could that be the explanation? What we do know is that woodpeckers slam their heads and beaks into trees with 1,200 G's of force. In humans, 50 G's cause traumatic brain injury. People who suffer from Alzheimer's, dementia, and Parkinson's disease, as well as those with a traumatic brain injury, often have a protein in their brains called hyperphosphorylated tau. Well, so do woodpeckers, and yet they don't appear to suffer from the debilitating effects of the diseases that cause it to accumulate. Kind of gives the term bird brain a whole new meaning, doesn't it? The more we know, the more we realize how much we don't. Nature, it's amazing.